So, welcome to the first episode of You What Cast. That's You What Cast on all socials. I'm your co-host, Jake Callanan, jake.callanan on Instagram. And my other co-host, Ollie May, Ollie Ventures Metal on Instagram. That's
Ollie underscore Ventures Metal.
Underscore. In this podcast, we're going to be chatting general shit and, you know, just making each other laugh, telling stories, having special guests on.
Talking about life.
We'll probably have more of an intro in future episodes, but this is just like a nice first go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe some graphics, some dancing girls. I don't know.
Stripper poles.
But yeah, here we are. I have a very bright light on my face shining today, but we're waking up.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about before.
Feels like being born.
Yeah, we've got like blue lines streaking all over our eyes. We're in a little mini rave.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to close my eyes and see something different for a change.
How's you used to with bank holiday bin boys?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a nice weekend.
Oh, don't forget Roachy Poo in the corner as well.
Sorry.
Forget Roachy Poo, the man in the corner.
I was just trying to get that.
The man that's got everything working.
And in our corner, currently off camera, but who knows in future, is Richard Taylor at OJ Roach on Instagram. He's inside of all the technical stuff and will also be pulling up a few things that we need. And he's actually here with us enjoying it too. But he's more the strong silent type, I suppose.
We've invaded his gaff to record it here.
Yeah. So yeah, Easter weekend was good. Nice time.
Haven't been working.
So it's been chilled. Started eating meat again. That's the thing. I thought it would be a lot more difficult than it was. It was just.
Yeah, talk about it, bro. What are you doing? How long were you veggie for?
I was veggie for 8 years, and then I was in Bolton about 2 weeks ago, and I'd recently been telling my friends, which is true, that I wanted to start eating meat again, or I was at least considering it, because life's short and, I just fancied doing that. And my ex's brother, Luke, who's in Bolton, he reminded me when we had a few beers. We ordered a Domino's and I got like a, vegetable, or I think it was a margarita. And then he was like, I'm getting some chicken wings, because he said, you'd try one, you'd have your first meat experience. So
Domino's chicken wings, by the way, are fucking banging.
They're actually pretty good. They were like buffalo, I think. But I planned to eat one and just have my pizza as the food. But I ate about four, and I was like, that was easy and oddly familiar, but also very nice. So then the bank holiday weekend, I think it might have been on the Friday, I went to Knight's Takeaway. Shout out Knight's. I think it's at Knight's Barbecue on Instagram. I'm not going to keep plugging everybody I talk about, but they just do really, really good food in Hume. Just got to say that because everybody agrees. Anyway, so I thought, my friend Ryan was like, oh, let's go get some chicken wings from there. So it was... got like eight of the Knight's jerk wings, and they're fucking awesome. So I ate them, just them. No, I didn't want chips. They just slow me down. So I just thought, get me at them. Had them, but then I went a bit mad that night because I smoked some weed and I was a little bit high. And I made like, in the air fryer, I had popcorn chicken and three fish fingers going while I was eating a ham butty and a chicken pizza was in the oven. And it was just sick. And
you
then it,
Pringled yourself.
I was just one of those like stoned munchy moments, but meat inspired. And then I think over the week, over like the middle of the weekend, it didn't really happen. I just didn't have any meat just because it didn't come up. And then what are we on now? Monday. Yes. Yesterday, Sunday, I made it like a nice little fillet steak on the pan. Medium rare.
Naughty.
Nicely seasoned. Perfect.
Yeah, that is the way, by the way.
I'm just saying this. I needed it to be just right because I didn't want to eat the first steak badly cooked. And then that put me off steak. It was like, it had to be right. So I made it. It melted in the mouth. It was crazy.
There you go.
And that went down super easy too. Too easy. Next, it's human meat, I think.
Oh, shit.
I've got a taste of blood now. But yeah, it's been nice. I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, if you're in the Manchester area, avoid Jake at all costs.
I messaged my friend Tom in New York and said, I've started eating meat again. And he said, cock meat. With a question mark.
Yeah, of course.
That was his only response. Thanks for support,
Well, yeah, if you see Jake walking around with a knife and fork, avoid him at all costs.
Yeah, napkin. Like Sylvester. Yeah. Just like a napkin tucked in.
Back up.
Legs spinning. Hunger in his eyes. Absolutely. In the upcoming episodes, we're going to have some special guests on, which is going to be cool. Obviously, some of them will be friends of ours, so that'll be a continued theme. But also, as we grow as a podcast, we'll get interesting people in that, have cool thing to say, or maybe are known in some ways. But for now, we're just going to start with having some of our mates on who we like talking to and have... it's a relaxed podcast. There's no pressure.
Yeah. We know some weird people too, so it helps.
The good but dark side of human existence. The friendly but weird.
We love weird people.
But, you know, that makes for good audio and good video. Yeah, so how was your bank holiday, Ali? Sorry, I've been talking a lot about meat.
I had Friday off and I can't remember what I did. I think I slept all the way fucking through it, bro. Oh, no, actually, I tried Baldur's Gate. I was on Baldur's Gate 3. I've been saying for months now I'm going to finish it. I'm on like 100 hours. I've only just killed the second boss. I decided to dome Orin, by the way.
Yeah, but for our viewers out there like me who are still on Chapter 1, we will not be spoiling any Baldur's Gate 3 things.
But yeah, no, I've been on it for ages. I finally defeated the second boss.
That's good. I'm still. I went to a bit that said, if you go through here, it said something like, make sure you're high enough level before you go through here. And it literally said that I was bitterly underleveled. It used the word bitterly. So I haven't left Act 1. I don't even know if that might even be the end of Act 1. It might just be an area I'm not ready for. But I haven't left the other bit that I'm in for so long out of fear of like being bitterly underleveled. And I haven't played it in a while too because I keep playing new things. And been playing Sifu. That's good. That is good.
The what? Sifu?
Sifu, spelled S-I-F-U. It's like a fighting game. Yeah, it's really cool. I did turn it down to easy mode though because I found that it's quite a challenge and it's not as broad a game to keep me interested with that kind of challenge. So I went for like easier mode, which would mean that I could just kind of enjoy it more. But it's good. It's a good game. Sort of pick up and play. It's not as deep as Baldur's Gate 3, but. But you got to finish that, man. I mean, coming from me, that's kind of a bit of a.
Yeah, I'm shockingly bad at finishing this game, mate. And I keep procrastinating on different games that I've already finished.
Yeah.
I've played Halo Infinite through like 5 times now. I'm sick of it, bro. Sick of it. But for context, though, my PC has had no internet for 3 months. So I've had the same 5 games that I can play. That's Steam need to sort it out with the Warhammer thing. I want to play Warhammer offline, and it won't let me do it because Steam goes wants the off like the online verification.
Why don't you just play online then?
Because there's no internet, bro. I live in a time capsule right now.
It's like from like the 90s, isn't it? Where you had like a few VHS tapes and you watch the same films over and over again.
It's the gaffs that have like
Shallow Hal. I got rinsed. You know when you had like a limited amount of media to consume when you were younger and like you didn't have the internet or maybe you weren't allowed to use it. So it'd be like, oh, I've got this videotape that I'm going to absolutely smash.
Yeah.
And then, you know all the words to the trailers at the beginning of the video. Like, you know, when it's like some films I've never seen, but I could tell you the trailer. Like, I never watched Jack Frost, that film where Michael Keaton. Why is no one? That's the weirdest movie. He dies. And then the kid's dad dies, Michael Keaton. And then the kid builds a snowman because he's sad and it's Christmas. But it's not really a Christmas movie. And then the snowman turns into his dad. And his dad's the snowman.
Oh, shit.
And it's called Jack. I think it's called Jack Frost.
And apparently you've never seen this film. It's an animated snowman.
Because everything you need to know, it's like, it's going like, he was a loving father. And then like, you're like, till one night something terrible happened. And then he dies. And then the kid builds a snowman. And I remember there's a bit where they're snowboarding in the trailer. And it's a snowman on the back of the kid's snowboard. But it's his dad. And he's like throwing snowballs at all the other kids that are trying to like bully him on the snowboard.
And he hit a tree.
And the music's going, come on and take a free ride. And I remember that. I've never seen the film, but the trailer was enjoyable enough. That was my little taste of the movie. And then you'd remember all those trailers and you'd watch the film, whatever film it was that you had on video, you'd watch it religiously. And you'd have about like 30 videotapes and 5 or 6 that were like your goldens. And it'd just be like, what are we watching again tonight? Fucking, that was the time.
VHS, man.
Yeah, short version, get internet back.
Yeah, man.
We live in 2024, man. I'm moving soon,
so it's fine.
You have to keep playing Halo Infinite. Just because it's called Halo Infinite does not mean you need to play it infinite number of times.
I can't wait to get off that game. I can't actually wait.
Then just get off it.
There's nothing. I could play Cyberpunk, but I've domed that as well. I've done everything.
You should do a challenge where you complete each Halo the number of Halos that it is. So you gotta do Halo 1 once, Halo 2 twice, Halo 3 3 times.
Oh no, it's literally just Halo Infinite. So it's not the Master Chief. Yeah, no, it's the fucking the campaign, mate.
Is that the free one?
Yeah, but now you have to pay for the campaign.
Oh, okay. But they made it free, didn't they? Like the online.
The online, yeah. The online poo.
Yeah, I've had mixed reviews.
I actually prefer the campaign, I can't believe it. Yeah. I can't believe it. Halo, sort your shit out, man. Online used to be so good. It's peak. It's peak what's happened.
I know.
Sniper rifles are shit on it, mate.
Yeah.
not the same anymore. The armors are poo looking as well sometimes.
Get internet. You've got a decent job. Take some time off.
Well, no, but I'm moving anyway. There's no point.
Well, you're moving house. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just get like one of them.
Did you think he meant just making moves?
Not right. See, I would hotspot it, but it for some reason won't pick up my iPhone.
I was going to say, why don't you hotspot it?
Yeah.
Online play is not too bad for a hotspot.
For some fucking reason, it doesn't give a shit about the iPhone. Doesn't give a fuck.
That's really weird.
Does not pick it up.
That is really weird. Maybe they've got like a... I'm speaking out my ass here, but maybe it's got like a block on it, like stopping them from doing that. But why would they care?
No, I think it's just...
Like consoles aren't letting you.
Oh, because I built it myself. I feel like it's a hardware issue.
Oh, it's your
issue.
PC you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about an Xbox.
Nah, I think I've like fucking. I've built it weird.
Oh. Built it wrong.
Built it wrong. Yeah.
That's why
I think there's a wire loose, mate. Yeah. You know?
I don't think assembling a PC is something that I think I could really be arsed with. Because I definitely screw something in slightly wrong, as in like the way I held it and then it overheats or.
I enjoyed it. Mine's made of scrap right now. It's fucked.
Do you mean it's made of scrap?
It's fucked, mate. The graphics card's on its last legs, mate. It keeps popping off. It keeps turning off. Resolution goes like that. And then I just have to, like, restart it. Or, like, just check the fan's still going.
I
just,
like, you did that. Hand, I thought you had to
put
turn
my hand
a,
underneath
turn
and
a winch,
check it.
Wake the hamster up. Yeah. Get running, bro. And a little wheel.
Like a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Diesel-powered, mate.
Yeah, diesel-powered computer. Yeah. That was definitely already a thing. Google it.
I've definitely seen one. There's one with like vents coming outside of it.
That's insane. My diesel engine computer. There we go. For those listening, it's a guy with a tower, a regular looking computer tower from above.
Yeah, from above.
It doesn't look like it has a diesel engine.
Why is he lying for? Oh, nah, he's just chatting shit. He's just boasting. It's no diesel engine. But engine.
Gas-powered PC is one. Someone on Reddit has asked, has anyone ever made a diesel-powered computer?
Yeah. It's the go-to.
That would be called a generator at that point.
Oh, shit. My guy's got the same processor as me.
Some people are talking about using an electricity generator powered by diesel to plug your computer into, but that's not really a diesel-powered computer. It's just
I want the diesel engine inside
the
PC.
Yeah, it has the power switch to have a diesel.
Yeah.
Someone built a gas
oil
one.
In it.
We don't give a fuck about no gas one. Huh. Ah, yes, it's electric's eyebrow guy. He's fucking hilarious.
Oh, that guy that always electrocutes himself.
He's a legend, mate. What? How's he not dead?
I've seen many videos of him doing that. They give me anxiety.
He's off his fucking tree, that guy. The guitar one, mate, is the best by a mile. The one where he makes the guitar.
Yeah.
Fucking flies. Goes flying, mate.
It's mental, though, to have a gas-powered PC. Super dangerous.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes.
So yeah, we're currently trying to see if this guy can build a gas-powered PC. Just because it... A VA engine. Fucking hell.
Fast forward it to the complete, bro. I can't be arsed with the process.
Yeah, we want to see the...
We just want to see what it's doing.
For those listening, we're just waiting to see if this
guy is
able to...
Oh, it's an ad, mate.
Do they make it? Oh, no, wait. Here we go. No, they've got it going. It takes a key. That's awesome.
Okay. Now we're talking. Oh.
For those who can't see, it's exactly what you'd imagine. It's an engine on top of a computer.
Yeah, but the engine's tiny.
Hey, imagine trying to watch porn at night. At night, trying to watch porn, and suddenly everyone is. He's watching porn again.
Uh oh. Get it right to the bit, bro.
Yeah, so see it working, because I don't want people who are listening.
Ron on methane.
If anyone is going to want to not just listen to the dead silence of us watching a YouTube video. So I think we should...
It's just not working. Something happens to it. It looked like...
Nitro!
He is so afraid right now.
Basically, short version for everyone that can't see the video, it is, it works. There is a gas-powered PC.
But
I'm assuming they mean gas as in what Americans call petrol.
So, he's got a little accelerator.
He's got an accelerator.
Nah.
That's insane. Why is he accelerating?
He looks so shook right now.
That's mental.
He looks fucking shook.
It worked. It booted a computer, as he said.
I actually watched this guy the other day make an Apple Vision Pro.
But from scratch?
Yeah. With technology from early 2000s. It looked ridiculous.
Did it work the same?
That's nuts.
Well, to an extent, and it also ran Windows rather than...
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Well, now we know. Now we know. It's done. Yeah. It's been done.
Gas power computer.
Excellent stuff. Started. Standard.
I'm sure in future we'll be able to overlay the YouTube videos for you guys who are watching as well, because all you can see is us looking at a screen.
Yeah, but, that's true.
It was interesting to know that there is a gas power computer out there. That's crazy.
There's the eye tracker. Got a screen there. There's the camera.
He's just got wires poking out of him everywhere.
It's like the very first test model of a Vision Pro.
Ooh, it does look very primitive, though. It's good
work. He can track his hands, though, and it looks like he's a... part man, part machine, with that many wires coming out.
Look at that battery.
There's me thinking he could walk around with that.
Oh, fuck. You're not logging that round town, mate. Imagine going on a night out with that on.
Shout just out, walking. Basically homeless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catch him on YouTube. It's just basically made an Apple Vision Pro without any tact or ergonomic design at all.
Imagine him walking into the
Think Anakin Skywalker's pod racer helmet with every device you can think of attached in some way via a frame, and the battery is the size of... like one of the boxes from Crash Bandicoot, if it was real.
It is a fucking strange choice of helmet. It looks like an old American football helmet.
Like a B-52 bomber helmet.
Yeah.
I know, it's like real. Like what, what's her name? Amelia Earhart wore when she disappeared. That's probably taken from her corpse. Yeah, she disappeared. She flew off and then never came back. But then they found her now. They found Amelia Earhart.
They found her?
Yeah.
Where was she?
Swimming. Well... at the bottom of the ocean. She's I think she just crashed.
She would have crashed.
Yeah, though. I mean like I think that's just as she crashed they couldn't find her.
But where?
Wherever they found her. I don't know. No, probably not. She probably floated off.
Floated off?
Yeah. I'm sure I saw a thing that said she'd been found.
Potentially spotted two days ago.
Potentially spotted
two days. What? Where's that?
There, the QZ.com.
Got in like Tesco.
Next to the pictures, bro. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's 2 days ago saying they potentially found a plane.
Deep sea drone.
With an autonomous deep sea drone.
A $9 million autonomous.
$9 million Reno!
At depths of 20,000 feet. So she's still not got her. She's not on the run. Ladies and gentlemen, we got her. She's not
finally on February 5th. No trace.
Well, yeah, so going back on that tangent of mine, it looks like the helmet she would have worn when she flew off.
Yeah.
That's what the guy who's doing the Apple Vision Pro thing. Yeah, there you go.
Rest in peace.
He looks like he's wearing one of those.
pioneer of the time. Pioneer of the time, mate.
That's it. Flew off and we never saw her again. Like that, what's he called? Sky King. The guy that hijacked that plane.
Barrel roll.
Like really, really lovely and like did a barrel roll and then just eventually flew off and crashed it. Flew up to the horizon and then, yeah.
Fucking modern day Icarus, mate.
He was very, very warm and friendly. He was just sort of like, oh, I just want to fly his plane. He wasn't like trying to be a dick. He was worried about anything else getting hurt.
He had a few thousand hours of flight sim under his belt, mate.
Yeah.
He just braved it.
I've been watching some YouTube videos about like famous, like say, celebrity rock stars, something like from the say like the 80s, 70s and stuff. Like Ozzy Osbourne's guitarist. I was watching it last night, a little video about how I think it was the audio manager, one of the managers wanted to fly. They parked up after a tour, and Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne and a few of the band members were asleep in the tour bus, and the guitarist who wasn't like a party animal, he just worked on his guitar every night and wanted to be better and was planning to go back to where he was from to do a master's degree in classical guitar because his mum had one, and that's how he kind of got good at playing awesome riffs and shredding metal. He wouldn't normally have got it. There was planes where they'd pulled up for the night, and like just like it was a weird community where everyone had like a garage with a plane outside instead of a car. And the sort of band manager, I think it was, like kind of took one of those planes without asking, but he had a pilot's license and he just wanted to fly around, and he kept flying right near the tour bus to wake everyone up, like within meters of it. It was a small plane. It was like a little 2-seater, you know, like, or maybe a 3-seater, one of those little like biplane type things. And he kept flying past the tour bus. And then I think he went on a second run, but that guitarist decided to go with him, and him and this lady, who I can't remember who she was, and him clipped the bus, like smashed it with the wing, and then flew into this house and just blew up and died. Like in flames. And if it got any lower, they would have killed Ozzy Osbourne, Sharon Osbourne, and whoever else was on that bus, I think.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And the three of them that were in the plane just died instantly. Because like, well, yeah, they died instantly, and then they burnt. And they
yeah.
Because they were like 2 hours away from any like police help, and they didn't have much communication. They had to send people on horseback to go and like get
fucking
the police.
Hell, mate.
And it was obviously way too late by then. But and they had to just chill there for 2 hours, knowing that like one of their band members, their manager, and another lady had died. But they're really interesting videos though, because like I know these people have died. Like Dimebag Darrell, I watched one on that, even though I kind of know about that, you know, from Pantera. And that was really interesting, just like watching it, because they'll explain their whole life first, like, who they were, and then when they led to that fateful day. And yeah, there's some really cool videos on that. Sounds a bit morbid when you say it's like what you've been up to. But
I saw a thing about a plane, about this guy.
Yeah.
In New York, I think it. Yeah, it was Manhattan.
Yeah.
Guy, he was like. It was, I think it was like the 60s or some shit like that. And he was drunk in the bar, and the guy said that he couldn't land the plane, like, in Manhattan. So he did it.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously got in trouble for it. But the guy parked it up perfectly outside the bar that he was in.
Yeah.
Drunk as well. And then, like, something like 3 years or some shit later, the guy doesn't believe. This guy in the bar, again, doesn't believe the story that he did it once already, so he just did it again.
Oh, so he, like, repeated it?
Yeah, he just did it again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of like that 1960s, sort of 50s era where it's like, I don't know, everyone wants a cigarette all the time.
Yeah. Like, what a chad, though.
Is there any cigarettes on that pie? What am I, Nancy? Kind of thing where it's like, I'll do it again right now. Like, everyone was just
hold my beer,
blindly brave. All these, like, men in suits just, like, just drink scotch every day, all the time, and just eat only red meat, anything else, and do whatever you ask me to do, whenever you ask me to do it. I love that. That's great.
Imagine just sitting there eating a slice of pizza on the side of the road, and you see a plane just flying through.
Yeah, like, one of the fly-offs from King Kong. Yeah. Just, he's gone the wrong way.
Yeah.
King Kong, man.
Oh, we need to go see that.
I was thinking of the old one for a sec, then, because it's just crazy how they did all that stuff with like the stop motion. Because they'd have like a projector behind or in front, so they'd have like they'd project, say, they'd film the stop motion of like say Kong and a dinosaur fighting on Kong Island, and then they'd project that and like onto a projector screen, and then have like a four thing happening in front of that screen. Because you couldn't have, like, so the backing set was just a projector shining onto a large sheet or whatever they'd use to project onto. And then they'd act out in front with props. So it was like, in the background, you'd see Kong and because they couldn't do like After Effects editing to that level. So it was like Kong and the Dinosaur stop motion footage of them fighting, and in front it's like the lead actress and like the other guys traveling through the jungle trying to get away from it. But it was all happening in real time.
Yeah.
Apart from the video of them, which is already, it's quite clever how they used to do things before they had like computers that could edit, and it's really interesting.
Were you talking about the King Kong that Jack Black was in?
No.
Oh, the one way before that.
That 1940s film that. With Jack Black.
Yeah, way before
I saw that.
And plus, you also mentioned a film, the film with Jack Black, that has like the most computer-generated imagery, like, and was like, it's like they'll be opposite.
Yeah, like the top of CGI.
It'd be crazy if they didn't have computers. Oh yeah, that giant gorilla they found actually brought in because they didn't have a CGI, so they got like real dinosaurs.
The video game to that one was so good.
I remember it vaguely.
The King Kong video game that was on the Xbox, mate. That was an actually decent game.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of people would disagree, I swear.
No, it had its,
yeah, I don't
had
think
its
I ever played it.
It had some good. I remember playing it and thinking it had some good parts to it, but I don't remember because back then any PS2 game to me was good unless it was terrible.
Just a good, decent lineal shooter, which is missing in the world, mate.
Like, I had a lot of fun with the Incredibles game, which is just because, like, back
I
then,
played it.
PS2 games, it was like either they were bad or they were all good. There wasn't like, you didn't really think, like, I love Metal Gear Solid 2, but I didn't think it was necessarily better than the Incredibles because they were all just games that I enjoyed. I'd have to rank everything back then in that way all the time. But yeah, I used to love that game. And what was I going to say about King Kong? There was something. The bug bit used to really scare me when they're in the when they're going through like the forest. It's like high trees, and there's those worms. Oh no, they're in a canyon, I think. I think I'm getting the two King Kongs mixed up. The Skull Island one that was more recent. The one where they're like, that you see like a centipede looking thing just sucking on a guy's head, and it's like eating him, but it's all quite quiet and slow and just horrible. And shout out King Kong every single time. Yeah, wherever he is.
Yeah, well. Whatever he's doing.
And his boy Godzilla. He's up to whatever bits he's on. But yeah.
Gaijin crew.
Yeah. I would watch the new one. But the past couple of Godzilla Kong movies have just been like, they just look really cool. And like, I don't know. It's like lukewarm cinema.
I never got the chance to watch Minus One, and it's not in cinema anymore. And it's not even out anywhere. So I can't fucking watch
Minus
it.
One, you'll be able to find that. I want to watch that, actually, because that's he won the Oscar for the best CGI.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I can't fucking clips. Watch it, bro.
It'll be somewhere. Get a dog. No, no. Well, hypothetically, you could find
hypothetically.
It.
Hypothetically.
You could find it.
Yeah,
but...
explain it how you would with ChatGTP.
Explain what?
The grandma way. Be like, say how my grandma would explain how to get... Godzilla Minus One.
Ah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? To like bypass
like a,
the fucking
workaround.
AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't even spit that out. Where can you find it? Oh, here it is.
That's the one.
But trust, I've looked
We're
everywhere.
Currently looking on a website, unspecified, to see if a film is available.
Mate, Roadhouse. I watched it.
We did plan to talk about
it. I watched it and I was
maybe
found
some
it
polarizing
so
opinions here.
I found Say it that. Really fun. I thought it was like the funnest film I've seen since Nice Guys. I like fun little films like that. They're so dumb.
Roadhouse was a weird one. I felt
apparently the new one is terrible.
I felt like
I thought it was funny.
I felt like
mate.
I was on cough medicine.
What, have you watched it?
Yeah, I
we
have.
We both watched it separately. But yeah. We have very different opinions on it. That's what I've just been saying. So I
McGregor can't fucking act for shit,
no,
and it is
fucking like,
hilarious, mate.
Where the fuck is everybody?
Is
absolutely you, bad. Yeah.
Every scene he's in, you just see teeth. Like every scene he's in, right? And he's walking like he's fucking 5 foot sideways, right?
Yeah, he literally walks around like he, I don't know, like he's been, like he's in one of them arm casts. You know, when
yeah,
like,
he's massive.
He literally gets about just like
and
frozen in his position.
The CGI in it, right, is fucking hilarious because they make Conor McGregor look taller than Jake Gyllenhaal. And that fucking can't be, right?
They're pretty similar height to me.
Right, yeah. And there's a bit where like the guy's being like punched up against the drum, and you can see that like when he throws him on the drum, that like doesn't even hit him with like he doesn't hit the drums, but he just kind of falls near it. You can see the drums are there, and then the CGI drums cut in, and you're like, it's so bad.
I thought Jake Gyllenhaal was fine, was decent, but Jake Gyllenhaal's already a very good actor who's been in so many things and so likable. Like that was always going to be fine.
Yeah,
even with bad writing, because he's got like he can do that kind of quieter. Moment kind of guy thing is he's fine for it, but I just thought When I first heard that Doug Liman, the director, was complaining the Amazon thing, where he basically, they promised, kind of promised him, it sounded like, that it would go into cinemas, and he made it to be shown in cinema, and it didn't in the end. It got put on Prime instead, and he really didn't want that, and he protested, and I watched all the videos, and the only time it ever got shown, I think, was South by Southwest Film Festival, with like everyone there. Who was actually in it, like Jake Gyllenhaal, Conor McGregor, all those people, Post Malone's in it. Shout out Post Malone.
Shout out.
And then he saw it there, and I watched him like go and say, oh, they win, you know, like, it's fine. And I felt like, oh, poor guy, and I was really on his side. Then I watched the film, and I was like, yeah, this is definitely a straight-to-streaming film. Like, you had no chance. I mean, maybe it could have slipped through the cracks, but with recent like flops like, you know, like Madam Web and everything Sony seems to make, apart from Spider-Verse and things like that, I don't think that film would have been worth a cinema ticket. I mean, I know you liked it, but I mean, it was refreshing.
Oh, no, yeah.
It was refreshing,
no, like...
but it's basically made like an 80s action movie.
Yeah.
In terms of plot and themes, which is what cinema
needs.
Yeah,
and I love them, bro.
Cinema
like...
needs a bit of that right now, but I just think yeah, it was a bit like, it was so, because those films used to be quite hollow. Like at the end of the day, it's just like hot girl, action guy, and that's fine. But this film felt so hollow that when I finished it, I was like, and Jake Gyllenhaal gets on a bus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so
sometimes you just need
what did
that
he really
shit.
Learn? He started straight up murdering dudes in the end, which used to fly in the 80s, but now kind of feels off. He was like kind of like this guy who, when I snap, he killed a guy or nearly killed a guy in the UFC ring, so he quit at the beginning. But you kind of flash back to that, and then the whole idea is that you don't want to put him past a certain point because he's scared of it himself. He keeps letting certain things go because he's afraid to like snap. And I thought the whole point would be he'd learn to win against this Conor McGregor like tough guy, but also learn from when he first snapped in the UFC and move on as a character. But nah, he just snaps and starts killing people. He kills from about the, say, just over halfway mark in the movie, when he drowns a guy.
He didn't just drown the guy. He weren't just that simple.
Spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, sorry, spoilers.
He didn't just drown the guy, bro.
It doesn't matter. You can watch it knowing it all, it'll be the same.
Fucking poo-pooed his throat. He just crushed his larynx.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, but in the end, the guy drowned.
Like that, and then it was gone.
He crushes his larynx, yeah, and ever since he gets that first taste for blood again, like a shot.
Oh, he just starts fucking people up.
He's trying to be a deeper character throughout the movie at the beginning, sort of like he's got layers, things happen to him. But then he goes into this thing where it's like the Hulk, like, you don't like me when I'm angry, and I've now turned green, and that's just how it acts for the rest of the film. And the sort of love interest that's very of a shallow story, who likes him.
Oh, for just come.
It's just like no. They spend like two scenes together. They got hardly any. The chemistry's okay, but it's because they're both acting. But they just. I just feel like it's not. It just felt so pointless. Like I didn't even remember her name 5 minutes after seeing her.
I don't remember her name at all.
Because he beats up a lot of dudes and then takes them to the hospital, which I understand is kind of showing that he's not snapped. He can control his cool fighting abilities. And that he'll still take these dudes that he beat up to the hospital, even though he beat them up. But surely after this gang who are all full of attitude get their ass kicked, they're not going to, you're not going to have them sat in the back of a car while you're driving. That's so, they just kill you or they just buy you. Like, don't leave yourself vulnerable. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It felt a bit like, why would you beat a lot of dudes up and defeat them and embarrass them and then be like, hey, sit behind me in this car for half an hour, I'll drive you to the hospital.
I don't know. But what did, Twain say? He said, the best way to defeat your enemy is to become his friend.
Yeah, but I agree, but I don't think kicking my ass and then I'm driving me to the hospital when I'm a sort of motorbike gangster is going to be enough to win my friendship. I think definitely if he tried harder to win them as friends, great idea. But he didn't. He beat them up, embarrassed them.
Oh, no, he made friends with one guy with the red motorbike.
Just like, just really honest.
He was fucking dope,
he's
that
like,
guy.
Where's the nearest hospital? He was one of before he beats
like,
them
I think,
up.
I yeah. think you broke my arm.
Yeah, he says to this gang, like, before we do this, do you know where the nearest hospital is? And one of them yeah. like, 20 minutes from here.
There's
like
25
minutes. Nice. Yeah,
fucking sick.
I wasn't bored watching it. Well, yeah. I was a little bored.
He was my funniest. He was my favourite character, mate.
It just felt like when a film has like a strong female leads in it, but then the film is just bad for other reasons and the film flops. And then some people's like, oh, it's because you can't have strong female characters. It's like, no, there needs to be more of that. But that film just happened to be bad. It wasn't the fact they were winning.
It was.
It's a bit like
with
Roadhouse. We need some more 80s sort of revitalization, a bit more simple movies of fun, exciting things like that.
Speed.
It isn't just
Fast
and the Furious or Godzilla and Kong. But at the same time, if you make a crap movie, you can't blame, oh, these movies need to come back. No one can handle it. They can't. Yeah. Just make it gooder. Like, I did enjoy watching them fight and stuff in Roadhouse, but it just felt like I didn't
The fight scenes were good.
It wasn't filling. It didn't leave me with any kind of... It made me feel a bit depressed afterwards. Like, oh, that was all that was. But it was a palate cleanser, I guess. I can see why you felt, you know.
Yeah, I watched Beekeeper as well, and I can't remember a fucking single bit of it.
I'm a beekeeper.
Yeah.
Jason Statham.
His accent in it is so fucking bad.
Has he ever tried to change it?
No, he's like the same. But he's putting like an American accent. It's terrible. No, it's terrible. He looks like he deals cocaine in most of it.
He looks like he deals exclusively.
Right, so picture black cargoes, black bomber, black trucker hat, but pure black, bald head.
Yeah.
Cocaine dealer. 100%.
And he's actually a beekeeper, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he's also...
He's dealing honey. How come
he keeps doing films, right, where he has a job, but it's not really his job? So, there's a thing, he has a film called The Mechanic, where he's a mechanic. But he ain't a mechanic.
No, he's not.
He's just the same dude. It's like every movie's just a code name for this individual spy that he is, where he's like, you know, I'm actually a librarian. I'm a librarian, but really I just kill people for money. It's like a spy. What? He keeps making movies where it's like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, whereas Liam Neeson's very true to his name, with his names.
Yeah, he just is on the movie's just called What Happened.
Yeah, non-stop. Yeah, man, yeah. He's not stopping that train.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do a film about where his daughter gets taken.
Taken. There it is.
Taken.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Liam Neeson, true to his name.
Are you saying
Liam
Neeson?
No, you
were saying like Liam Neeson, but you said.
I don't know.
Twice
maybe
like
I said
that.
It weird.
So I thought maybe he thinks that's what he's called.
Oh, look at that.
I thought maybe, yeah, it was like
a rare glimpse of Roach, maybe. Maybe he saw an arm. I don't know.
I'm still getting used
to
it.
Can't see from here.
Pop shield mic set up.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk into it.
It is the first one. We're
cutting a demo.
We're running primitive right now.
I want to, you know, you can see my face. But yeah. Another Fast and the Furious is coming out as well. I'm sticking it to the theme right now of like films that are just kind of more like theme park rides when you watch them, as opposed to like actually having a lot to say. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But yeah,
I'm more hyped for the fucking new Alien.
Yeah, I'm not hyped for the new Fast and Furious very much at all. Yeah, but the new Alien looks cool.
Yeah,
I've only seen the teaser
back
trailer.
To a horror again. Yeah,
going back
to the
trailer
looked atrocious.
Really?
Yeah, didn't show anything.
It was super limited. Yeah, but I don't know if it looked bad. It just looked like it didn't tell you anything. Like it wasn't very.
It'll be another Prometheus.
Well, apparently they've used a lot more practical effects rather than thingy. Apparently, there's only like three CGI bits in it,
which is good because CGI always seemed to let Alien down when it had like you don't see too much and you see bits, and then especially in the older ones you'll see like shots of like that are trying to be all and it's just not there. I think I do like Aliens though, the second one, and the first one's good.
Fallout's out soon as well.
Yeah,
just so you know, it's the 1st of April. No one's pulled a prank on me yet. I feel left out.
Fast 12 now.
I feel fucking left out.
I forgot it was April 1st. It was 12 o'clock, me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't get that.
I just think you grow out of it a little bit. Like, you know what day it is. You know what day of the year it is and the date and stuff because you are an adult and you kind of just generally get reminded at least once or twice a day what day it is, right? So I'm aware it's April 1st today. So when I wake up, I'm just like, when I'm going on social media, I'm just slightly less like, I'm just like, because I'll expect to be like pranked, so to speak. So some like KFC will go, we're now doing... I don't know, fucking pasta. And it's like, okay.
I think I purposely wasn't rooted on today for work.
Because of your hijinks.
Like a
cartoon character. Like
yeah.
Bart Simpson.
Mm.
Can't have him in work today, man. Why, it's April 1st. Oh my God, he's on shift. All he just comes in a hot air balloon, pranking everyone with fart guns and shit.
You've already been pranked.
Yeah, there's a whoopee cushion under every seat in the building.
Yeah.
One of them is rigged to blow April 1st. Yeah, fully. You're like the prankster. You're all sat on whoopee cushions right now. But no April Fools for me, not that I know of.
I got nothing.
Unless there's someone in my attic by pretending to be just something in my attic, listeners at home that keeps scratching on the.
You still not found that?
No, it's gotten so loud that it wakes me up now. It woke me up. I couldn't go to sleep last night because of the scratching. I've got a video of it. Actually, I can play the audio for the.
Oh no!
Just a scratch.
Just explain the video, and I can just play the video as you explain.
Okay. Yeah. So the video is about 30 seconds long. It's me from last night getting a video of my ceiling because I've got one before. I did like an Instagram story where I heard the scratching and filmed it. Then I put on some protective gear. I don't know why. I was on my own. It made me feel safe. It made me feel safer.
Maybe
borrowed a ladder from the neighbor. Said I'll bring it back in 15 minutes. I'm going in. Set it up underneath the attic. Went in the attic. I've got a video of this as well, which you could also show if you want. It's a video of me looking around. And at the end of the video, look, there's a few more videos where I go up and shit myself, come back down. But then this is like the third video where I have my torch and my camera going. I'm looking around and I give up and say, oh, okay, you win. And then I think something looks like eyes. There's these, you know, the way light reflects off an eye.
Yeah.
Like a cat's eye. That's where they get the things for the road, like how it kind of sheens off it. I noticed it in the distance, very small. And I thought, well, that's definitely something doing that effect. And there's two of it quite close together, how eyes would look. And it was doing that. But then, like, without meaning to, the camera sort of fully went off it, so that, and the light. So it was darkness and then light again, and they were gone. And I was like, right, I shit myself, jumped out the eye. You'll see that in the video. And yeah, so the recent update is last night I got the video of scratching on the ceiling. And it was so loud that I couldn't go to sleep at first. So I went to go sleep in the living room, but then changed my mind because I thought I can't scratch forever. Came back and it was quiet. Fell asleep, woke up at like 9 a.m. to the scratching on the ceiling again. And it's really loud. It sounds like it's picking up a wire and dropping it. It's really and scratching as well. So I'm going to go up there this week with someone. And we're going to...
holding your hand.
And he was never seen again.
Yeah.
Because if it's a bat, they'll come get it for free because they're like protected. So hopefully it's a bat.
Punch a hole.
Then again, if it starts flying around, I will probably just shit myself. If it's a rat, I'll be all right. I used to have a pet rat called Nicole, named after Nicole Richie from A Simple Life. And that kind of made me know that rats are all right. You know, they're not going to. You met Nicole. I used to live with you when I had Nicole. A little rat on my shoulder.
Yeah.
You had your budgies, didn't you?
I did.
I had my rat. You had your budgies and I had my rat.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Why don't you do the simple thing when you go up to your roof and just punch a hole for it?
Because then it can get through the hole.
Yeah. Then it can get out.
Yeah, but what? Into my room?
What do you mean? No, I meant through your roof. You just get out through your attic and just go boom, flat out.
True. What if it's a little mouse? What if you can just like invert it?
You got something to dash it out of.
True, it could be a bird. So we've had bird, squirrel, bat, and...
I rate it's a bat.
Cat. Someone said cat, but everyone when someone says cat before I've tried to say it goes, oh, no, you'd hear me owing, wouldn't you? And it's like, yeah, at least once. Especially if it was like trying to get out. Like,
yeah, especially if it was stuck in there.
You definitely hear a rat as well.
No, yeah, but the thing is, the scratching feels like little rat hands, but sometimes there's a movement that's too big for a rat. Like a little, like the way it fuds once or twice, it's like, I don't know.
It's got a vampire.
It's become
there,
more scary since it's stopping me from sleeping, physically stopping me from sleeping because it's so loud. And also that I need to address it because the council will come out and sort it out.
I must meet this challenge.
Well, the council will sort it out, but apparently it costs more if they have to identify it as well. So it's kind of saying like...
That's such a rip.
I know. Like, because they come out and like call, so the first call to identify. So if you identify it for them, it's like, it's encouraging me to get hurt. But I'm going to get a photo. I'm going to go up there brave and get a picture of whatever it is. Like the police shine a light in its face and be like, freeze, get a photo. I mean, hopefully we can get it out without harming it, but...
But if not, bro, just keep smashing X and just fucking...
I'm not going to beat a bird to death with my bare hands in my attic. I'm not about that life, whatever that life is. Whoever's done that's never happened before. But yeah, so obviously we'll show those videos on the video version of this podcast, which you can find on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. And your Whatcast, mate.
That'll be I would say it'll be an ongoing thing, but probably by the next episode or the episode after that, I'll have closure because it won't be like I'm not going to leave it in my attic for months. I don't know what it's eating as well. That's the thing. What's it eating?
Your wall.
What, drywall?
Yeah, the insulation.
It's been living off insulation and drywall. Oh, it's bad.
It's fucking tripping its tits off upstairs. off whatever you've got
there's
up
nothing
there.
Nothing edible up there. Might be a couple of bucks from when we smoked weed up there when we were younger, because my brother Pip went up with his dad and said that, like, there was a... They were like, why did, like, weed what's up there? And I was like, yeah, me and Richard used to chill up there back in the day. And we had nowhere else to chill. We'd go into my attic and got a little TV VHS combo.
Yeah.
Spark one up and that was the way. But that's not an option now. We've all got like places we can actually chill with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But back then it was very tempting. So maybe it's eating them. Maybe it's feed living off.
Living off your weed butts.
Yeah. Could be.
Standard.
Yeah.
Yeah, mom.
So what's your living situation now?
Hmm?
Obviously don't say your address, but like where are you living at the moment?
I'm living in my stepmom's mom's gaff.
Stepmom's
that's on the map. Well, it's been sold, I think. I don't know.
And then you're moving to Salford.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, back to near work and that.
No living problems for you then, in terms of.
No, chilling. Good. Absolutely chilling, mate. I can't wait to have internet.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be reconnected to the fucking world, mate. And wait about 24 hours for my fucking PC to update.
True.
With everything.
Catch up on. And I suppose you've had 4G on your phone, haven't you?
No, but I haven't. It's not been at all. It's not touched a lick of internet.
No, I mean, but you have had access to the internet on your phone. Oh, yeah. 4G, so it's not like you're going to go on and have, like, months of memes to catch your phone.
Fire stick, mate.
Fire stick connects to what?
Big TV.
No, I mean, what internet? I don't mean, what is your fire stick?
My phone.
Oh, that works for fire stick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just my tower.
Just your tower
my
again.
My piece of shit tower. It's a piece of shit now. It's fucking dying, bro.
If you weren't moving, I'd just say get a new Wi-Fi card for it. And then if you're moving anyway.
Yeah.
And it goes wherever you move, we'll already have Wi-Fi set up.
I'll just have a big, long, white wire for it. It's ugly as fuck.
Big, long, white.
Yeah. I feel like I did it on purpose to myself.
I was going to ask how you watch Roadhouse if you didn't have. Then I didn't realize about the Fire Stick. I was thinking, like, did you just watch it?
I've got a laptop as well.
Yeah, that connects to you. How much hotspotting are you doing?
Mate,
you've got unlimited.
It takes
data.
Up the majority every single time I look on internet usage on my phone.
Yeah,
it's the top thing every time, like all the time. Like I do the Xbox Cloud on it when I'm at work sometimes, because the signal. Is also like it's back in the fucking 90s, mate. Terrible, bro. It's bad. I can't wait. I want 5G back in my life, mate. That's all I want. Just a bit of 5G, bro.
My internet's pretty shit.
The microwaves in my brain.
Yeah.
Whatever the tinfoil hat crew are saying.
Microwaves in your brain.
Yeah, microwave in my brain.
5G towers.
Yeah, give me it.
And all that.
Give me it.
Nothing wrong with a good 5G tower.
Yeah, I just want something to download in like 10 minutes. That's all I want. Stop making things so fucking gig heavy.
Yeah, I suppose you can start downloading games as well. If you've got a PC that takes the internet, I suppose that'd be better.
The cloud is a godsend, I'm not going to lie. Imagine that. Like, that was the thing we dreamed of when we were kids. Imagine if we can just play our PlayStation 1 game anywhere. It was the dream, and it's here. I think it's so underappreciated.
I just have latency complaints about streaming, but it's only because I'm.
It depends on where you go. I get fuck out. It's great at my work, and it's just a work Wi-Fi. Works brilliantly, mate.
Yeah.
Did it at Spoons as well. Sat in a Spoons. Shout out to Spoons as well.
You sat in a Spoons and what, just gamed?
Yeah, just sat there gaming, drinking orange juice, mate. I had a scrambled egg and I felt like some orange juice on the side. I really treated myself that day. Well, I gave myself a full treat.
That's good.
Yeah, man. It was well that's nice. Good. Yeah. I think I went to cinema as well. Yeah, I did. I went to go see Ironclaw.
Ironclaw?
Yeah,
that
man.
Doesn't ring a bell. Oh, yes, it does. It's the one with Zac Efron. Yeah, about the
He is built like studded a up, isn't he? Fucking fridge in that motherfucker.
Jeremy, what's he called as well? Jeremy?
The bear.
Yeah,
what's his name? Jeremy.
I remember his name.
Alan White.
Jeremy Alan White, that's it.
He's built like a fucking brick house as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard really good film.
It was a film. It's a great story film. If you like a good biopic and you don't mind a bit of tragedy and shit.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm here for. Great film. I love a good biopic.
It's a good film. Fight scenes are good as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, Zac Efron's built like a fucking fridge in it.
Yeah,
his face is all fucking weird because he had a car crash.
Apparently, he shattered his jaw. I think it was a car crash, but he said that he had reconstructive surgery.
Yeah.
But then I'm sure, I think they had to keep doing surgery on it over time because way since that happened, when he said it happened, I've seen him and he looked absolutely fine. And then only more recently in the past 2 years did he look really weird. And then he started citing that, but then I'm sure that he chatted his jaw away before. It's like, I don't really get the timeline properly, but he does look a bit odd now. But I suppose if it is, because people were saying plastic surgery, but I'm saying if it is, like, as in just for his own game, he's made himself look weird. But I think if it is his jaw, I want to respect the fact that he's gone through something pretty traumatic there. And everyone's like, oh, he looks weird now. It's like, look, this dude's been hot his entire life. He was the kind of like 15-year-old that 15-year-old girls would like. And then when they hit like 20, he was the kind of 20, mid-20-year-old, 30-year-old that they would like. And it's like, he's had that. If he looks a bit odd now and wants to do other roles acting because he shattered his fucking jaw, leave him alone. Like,
I think it also, because he's gotten so fucking big, I think it just makes his face look wider and all. His neck is massive. Mate.
Probably fits that big body then. Fucking like, massive, if he's doing the swole look.
Shit.
The hand swallow. Is that our current actual time? 1:51?
Yeah.
No, pass it off.
51. Okay, I was going to say, it doesn't feel like it's been 2 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say that as well. I was looking up at it earlier thinking...
No way! Yeah. Is there any other topics you'd like to discuss, Al?
Huh?
Well, we can definitely do more here. I just wanted to see what you... I've been saying a lot of things about a few things.
I've been put on the spot now. So now, like, everything's just gone right out my head, mate.
I can try and think
of... Now I'm just talking about picking a subject. I'm, like, reverting this now.
I can try and think of something that you would want to think of.
Yeah?
I'm trying to think of something that you would want to think
of. Everything's gone. Everything's just gone right out my head. Gone. Severely gone. I had a few things. I saw trailers. They've all gone. They've all just disappeared.
I'm trying
out
to get into the mindset of you and like what you would want to think of. Like what?
Oh.
What does he think is a good thing to talk about? We won at bingo the other day. I've got plenty of to like.
Oh shit!
We went to alternative bingo at Grand Central. Shout
out Grand Central.
Get it? Big shout out Grand Central. MCR.
Love
is it Grand Central MCR on the score on Instagram? Isn't it? Got an Insta?
No idea.
Check it out online.
We do go Grand Central fairly often. I think we should definitely find the handle for that.
Absolutely.
A little bit. Great music on there all the time.
It'd be MCR, 100%.
It's a bit of a mosher pub, but we love it for that. And it does show other music, but it's got that cool vibe that you want.
Yeah, Grand Central MCR.
Grand Central MCR. They're a great place
Mate,
to go
I
for.
Remembered.
On Oxford Road. Great place for a nice pint. They do alternative bingo every other Tuesday, where you basically just come in for free, get given cards, and they play music on the through like their PA system and speakers. Mm. And you just basically have to identify the song. And if it's the song, you can like cross it off. But you're allowed to like use Shazam. And it's not about necessarily knowing every song they play, because that'd be pretty hard. But it's just about whether you got the luck of getting it. And you get a line, you get like rounds of shots. And if you get a full house, you win like a bar tab for your table.
And so I won fucking twice, mate,
won
this
twice.
Week.
You won a line and a full house, and I won a full house? Is that what it was?
No, I'd won two full houses.
You won two full houses, which is a full house on one night going there. It's common, but it's also a victory. So winning two, and I won one as well.
And then Ginge won a line.
And then our friend Ginge, he won a line. So we got round. We nearly got to the end and spent like 15 quid.
We are just dominating like, it in that gaff.
Yeah, it went really good. We had a good time. But every other Tuesday, shout out Grand Central for bingo.
It's every two Tuesdays.
Yeah, every other Tuesday. Yeah.
Every fortnight.
Starting on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But
But Deadbolt's finest DJs doing it as well.
Yep, that's it. Deadbolt DJ. Shout out Liam.
Liam and Becky.
And Becky, sorry. Yeah, shout out both of them.
Absolutely.
So that was a fun night. We go there just to kind of hang out anyway. Like we buy a couple of pints and drink as if we're just hanging out, but you can play bingo as like a sort of side bonus.
I've had a dead lucky week though this week. I made a fiver back on some scratch cards, so I bought three more. Why not? I ran out of Rizzler and found a packet like instantly. I literally used my last Rizzler, went outside, fresh packet.
That's
on
fucking
the floor.
That's awesome. Nothing better than finding something you just realize you need.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm gonna get some scratch cards.
Only you
can
do that with £1 million.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I did it with 20 quid once. I was walking down from the Ritz, and I was like, it'd be so sick if I found 20 quid now. It just came into my head, the idea, like I'd never thought of it before, the idea of finding 20 quid, and it was 20 quid specifically. And I started looking on the floor, just for like a few minutes, like you do, like, imagine it was now, and it was, and I found a 20 pound note, and I was like, what the fuck?
Manifested.
I'm not that lucky, though. It was like I manifested it, but I don't truly believe that's really a thing, other than positive energy.
I don't know, sometimes
it's like that
so
thing.
Strange to manifest in shit. Like, you can think of something, out of nowhere, this thought will just go.
That's true.
And you're like, this is going to happen out of nowhere. And it like, happens, and you're like, that it's even weirder than deja vu.
Yeah. It's like on the other end of it, though, like what Darren Brown says about luck. If someone believes in luck and looks for situations where luck may benefit them, or maybe to luck could benefit them, they're more likely to have positive experiences than someone that doesn't believe in luck. Or like if you say you helped someone because you believed in karma, later on, that person may bump into you and help you again because they want to return the favor. So even though, let's say, karma doesn't exist, for argument's sake, that person that chose to help because of karma has opened up a new scenario that could benefit them. Whereas the person who was like, karma doesn't exist, I'm not helping that guy, is definitely not going to turn up at the pub later, realize he was the owner and get free drinks all night, things like that. So I think that these things do exist in some format regardless. But I think maybe because I was just looking for that 20 quid with purpose, the fact that it was there.
You get what you give, bro.
You get what you give.
What
get
it is.
You get what you give.
The hour mark.
Yeah, so I think the first episode is going to be about an hour.
Yeah.
So maybe an ending segment to take it over on the edit time.
Yeah.
Just think of a final little before we go. Obviously, each episode we'll have more content, more things going on. We'll special guests, like I said, people to talk to. Just sort of getting everything going for now. Pulling the cord on the gas power computer. Getting
that's
it going.
The one.
That's the one. But yeah, it's been a nice week.
Yeah, it has
the week
been,
just you know. Gone.
The weather was fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, we got
bro,
a nice
Saturday.
We got
I had
a nice weekend.
Sick break of my life.
Yeah.
Sat there eating chicken cottage.
I was gonna get a takeaway with my mum and then decided to go out instead and do something with some people, and it was way better than a chicken burger, which it definitely would have been because I'm back on the meat. But I made a good call.
Yeah,
I got a little later, so it was only just like the sort of as it went to getting dark, but the weather was that sort of warm summery smell. I love that smell so much when you can just like smell that it's getting warmer.
You got to taste just, like, the, we got to taste the summer on Saturday.
Yeah,
it was on bank holiday. It was pretty blessed with that.
Yeah,
felt absolutely. The warmth on my face for the first time, seeing trees blossoming.
Yeah,
it's that time of year again.
We're getting there, guys.
Yeah,
shout out
it's
summer.
Nice, innit?
Yeah, so good week overall from us here at UWhatCast. Don't forget, it's UWhatCast on all social media, or you know, things like YouTube that aren't as social but are just as media. My co-host Ollie May.
That's me.
Ollie_VenturesMetal on Instagram. I've been your co-host, Jake Callinan. That's Jake.Callinan on Instagram. And of course, Richard Taylor, OJ Roach on production, and also our co-host. Special guest, hopefully next week. We'll see you soon.
See you what? There.